day. Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, News Source 1, Michiana. This is Sylvia, your News Source 1 Michiana director, as well as anchoring manager for Michiana 101. Hope you find ways to enjoy the sunshine on today. It is currently 49 degrees here in Elkhart, Indiana. The perfect weather. I like the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. It's going to warm up to the 70s later on this afternoon. The sun is shining. It's been a while since we've seen some sunshine, it feels like. But with the sunshine, there's brighter days yet to come. For today's Michiana 101, we'll be looking at National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Kind of reiterate some important number, 988. And ways that we can prevent suicide, you can find more information at 988lifeline.org to find some ways that you can help prevent suicide. Maybe yourself is struggling with something right now. Reach out to people around you in your village. Trust no one. They say trust no one. That's a really vague statement, but sometimes the people that we trust the most are the ones that end up hurting us and spreading our business around like no tomorrow. You will hear some of the risk factors, risk factor warning signs, and ways that we could help, as well as some uplifting music along the way. We also, later this month, will be kicking off tomorrow, National Hispanic Heritage Month. That is tomorrow, September 15th, October 15th. If you are somebody that is Hispanic, Spanish-speaking, Colombian, Honduras, Mexican, show your pride. It is important that we come together as one. Sometimes we forget that everyone's humans. So later on in the few weeks, you will hear a whole entire podcast, maybe not whole, a little bit of podcast focusing on National Hispanic Heritage Month. So you may see that they will be riding their Hispanic flags on their cars or on their hoods tomorrow, or wearing all Hispanic local Spanish speaking stuff on tomorrow. So these are just some of the events that's coming up. For today, we're going to focus on National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Remember, you are strong, you are brave, you are courageous, and you can conquer the world. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. Did you know that September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month? Suicide prevention is something that needs to be talked about. Ways that we can help others who are going through difficult times. Sometimes people have suicide thoughts when there has been severe trauma in their lives. If they're going through abuse or neglect, if they're being bullied, or they're just going through some mental illness, which can lead to suicide. People can look so happy on the outside but hurting on the inside. It's important if you know somebody who has gone through a withdrawn or has completely shut down in society, that you point them to the right direction. There's a simple number that you could call if you're going through a crisis, and that is 988. 988 is a number that will help you walk through difficulty you're facing in life. Sometimes we can try to help, but it's too late. We don't know what the person next to us is going through unless we walk in their shoes. You know the amount of influence you have on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever Twitter's name is now, WhatsApp app, Snapchat. You have all these social media giants and commercials, the media, that are advertising their products. They're advertising that we need to look like them. We have cyberbullying and all this stuff. People on social media can be so real with us, but we don't look at the red flags that's there. Sometimes they're telling you what's happening, but we don't pay attention to the warning signs. We have our young people, especially, are trying to fit in with their peers in middle school and high school. They want to fit in, so they do stupid things, ignorant things. Not things that we should not, stuff we should not be doing. And so they get involved in this peer pressure. Some of the things that are really difficult in teenage years is how do we fit in. So maybe they become involved in smoking, in drugs, sexual activity. Maybe they're part of the bullying group. Maybe they do alcohol drinking. They're not supposed to be doing that, but someone's got to buy it. Somebody has to be old enough to support that and buy it. When it comes to sexual activity, a lot of that has to do with words. The words that we use, the choice words that we use to draw somebody into our lives at a young age. And then there's consequences that happen as a result of that. Sometimes they're good consequences. Sometimes they're not the great choices. So we get trapped in what the world wants us to see, what the world wants us to be. Here are some ways that we can maybe prevent people's suicide and crisis in our lives. We can strengthen our economic supports. Sometimes maybe we need to improve financial security, stabilize housing. sometimes people, they don't have the money that they want. They don't have a stabilized housing. And so who do they turn to? They turn to these negative influences, and they don't get the support that they need. We can create protective environments, reduce substance use, reduce the amount of activity that we're using, so the drugs and alcohol. But sometimes it's the only way people know how to cope with stuff. They turn to these negative influences because that's what they know. We can promote healthy connections, promote healthy peer norms, find ways to be involved in somebody that's going to be a positive influence on you, whether it's local church, depending where you live at, their Boys and Girls Club. Here we have Boys and Girls Club, we have a Lifeline. We have the Tulsa Center opening up, so your Parks and Recreation. You have the Village, Boys and Girls Club, Teen-On, all these places that will help with healthy peer norms. And we can teach coping and problem-solving skills. You can teach all you can to help someone have a good day, but sometimes that's not good enough. There are some risk factors that come involved in this. There's mental disorders. People that have alcohol substance disorders can lead to suicide. Hopelessness. If someone feels like the very hopelessness, it can lead to suicide. 988 is a number to call. The 988 number is influenced to call. Repeated over and over again, 988. Maybe someone has a major physical illness and it's bringing them down. So they start blaming others and they don't want to live no more. They're going through so much pain and they're telling people, but no one's reaching out. They're not praying, they're not reaching out. People just don't care in the world sometimes. A loss of relationships. Sometimes it could be a relationship that you just lost. We can get lost of if we... It could be a parent that we lost. It could be a boyfriend, girlfriend that we lost, aunt, uncle. That we just feel hopeless. And lack of social support and sense of isolation. This is a big one. When there is bullying going on, you don't know what the person's going through until it's too late. This happens, quite frankly, in our young people a lot. The media does not help in this. They do not help in this craziness. They don't help. They portray everything to be so fantastic, especially our fashion magazine. They're wearing the best clothes. They're wearing all the makeup and all the stuff. They're wearing it. They want it. But behind that could be someone that's looking for help. Somebody that's struggling. We don't see that. We don't see the ugliness. And the properopsy does not help. Now, the properopsy follows them from day one to day 365 to die. And then when they take their lives or they pass on, allegations come out. This person's doing this. This person did that. He or she should have done this. And so they wait. And then all of a sudden, like, people can't die in peace. People, we don't live in peace when we die. Especially a properopsy. We have the social media giants who make it aware, depending on who you follow. If you follow the right crowd on social media, you're going to have positivity. If you follow the wrong people, you're going to end up with these negativities. It all depends on who you follow, who you're influenced by. Are you a good influencer or are you a bad influencer? Here are some warning signs. Somebody that's talking about wanting to die or kill themselves. Maybe they're looking for ways to kill themselves. Their feelings of hopelessness, they're trapped, unbearable pain. They're withdrawing, isolating themselves. Extreme mood swings. These could all be warning signs of someone that's going through suicide or crisis. But sometimes they just are reaching out to you. Reaching out, but we just forget about it. We forget about it altogether. Now, here are some ways that maybe you can help somebody that may be struggling. Get them connected to 988 or become their friend. Know the warning signs. If somebody's not acting right, figure out what's going on. They may look calm and collective on the inside, on the outside, but maybe they're really hurting on the inside. Do not be afraid to talk to your friends. This happens a lot. A lot of times we don't talk to our friends. Not everyone needs to know our business. not everyone is trustworthy. You can't trust everybody because people do talk. It's always to be careful who you become friends with, who you talk to, family talks to. Make no deals. If someone is taking their lives, don't wait till too late. Tell somebody. You may lose a friend or family member, but tell somebody. Connect them to 988. If there's nothing you can do, maybe you need to call 911. Or get some help. If you're at school and here's my tell a teacher, tell a friend, tell somebody. Tell an adult. If you're a young person, tell an adult. Tell somebody. 988. 988. That's a number that's really important when people are going through crises. Sometimes just calling, reaching out for help is the first step. Admitting we have a problem is probably the first step. Reaching out for help and keep going. Get the support that you need. If you're at school, ask the school if they have a crisis team there. There are crisis teams in the schools. There's Oakland Support, which is Ryan's place. They're good at helping. There's grief support groups. There's supporting groups out there, but we got to the first step. Find something positivity. Take your mind off of whatever's happening. Sometimes it's too late. Sometimes there's nothing we can do. Sometimes we think, what could we have done more? Until it's too late. Parents, mentors, caregivers, get active involved in your kid's life. If they're shutting down, be active, support them. Sometimes it is hard to be active in kids' lives if you're the only one doing it. It takes a village. Find your close-knit village that can help you out in difficult times. It takes a village. Don't be afraid to reach out for help. We too far, society says, we reach out for help. There's nothing. Our big stigma says men don't cry. It's okay to cry. Men and women, you can cry. If you're hurting, go ahead and cry. It does make a difference. Turn up your favorite music. Maybe you need to dance. Treat yourself. Treat yourself to your favorite drink or your favorite snack. Do something on your own. Take a walk. Maybe you need to cut loose, take a break. Take a 2-hour nap. If you have to, if you can, lock your bedroom door. That's hard to do if you got kids. But if your kids are at school and you're going through some stuff, find some positivity to do. 988. Reach out to 988. Get the help that you need. How can you be influenced in someone's lives today? You can always turn to our Lord and Savior. He listens. He's not judging you. He don't talk back. He'll help you find the right answer. But you have to know that he's there. I think that we all know Jesus is around, but some of us don't want to take the time to know that. But everyone, you have the choice to follow Jesus or not. You have that right to follow Jesus or not. You can believe what you want to believe. You don't have to follow the Christian norm if you choose not to. But remember, Jesus is there. He's a listening ear. There's a million of churches you can get involved in. If you're looking for a church home, get connected with a church in your local area that's fitting for you. Find a church that's fitting for you. Find a connection that's just for you, if that's something you need to do. If you're not into religion and stuff, that's okay too. Just know Jesus loves you and he's waiting for you in open arms. Remember, you are brave, you are strong, and you can conquer this world. Take care. Reach out if you need help. 988. Find ways to find positivity in your life. Take care. And always remember, you are brave, you are strong, you are smart, you are amazing, and you can conquer the world. Take care. looking for a word of encouragement? Here's something from Finding Joy titled Take Time. Take a moment to see the good, to remember the smiles, to remember the moments, to remember the little things, to be thankful, to be grateful. Take time to see the wonderful in this world. The more you see the good, the more you will inspire others to see it as well. Ripple. And these are original words by Rachel Marie Martin. You can find more information about her at findingjoy.net, or you can follow her on Facebook at Finding Joy. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.
For me, his love for me, his love for me. on a sleigh.
This is just a reminder that it's okay not to be okay.
I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Yeah, I know this life can really beat you down. Scream, but you won't make a sound. Got so much weight that you've been holding, but won't show any emotion as a man that goes unspoken. Now we can't cry when life gets hard. Unconditional love for women, children, and dogs. We know that we just have to play our parts, and don't nobody give a damn about our broken hearts. Yeah, as a man, we gotta pave our way. Our only function is to work and slave. There's no respect for you if you ain't paid. You're disregarded as a human and you can't complain. And if you ever make it up and actually reach that base and find a woman that you love and give her your last name, you'll feel the things that you provide is only why she stays. And when you try to explain, you'll say, I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Don't give up, keep fighting. As a man, our son is our horizon, and our father's actions play a role, and we end up like them. So they can't let us see them hurt, cause we'll embody what they do and start a generational curse. No wonder most men are so depressed, all the things that they can't express. They go to war, get thrown on the shelf, they go back to war with their mental health. They grab that bottle and ask for help, try to pull themselves out of hell, then fall back down and then realize that they're gonna have to do it themselves. It's the circle of life. As a man,
is a bit of encouragement called new. I'm finding joy. New. When you start something new, it is okay to be nervous. It is okay to be afraid. It is okay to be excited. It is okay to be hopeful. It is okay to be. Everyone who does anything has a moment in time where it was new. The first time writing, picking up a basketball, speaking, painting, driving, going to college, flying, you name it. For every one, it once was new. So be brave, be bold, and know that great things all require that first step of being unsure of the new, but starting anyway. Take care.
Falling in love to do. crazy. Anyone can do it. Sing for it, oh. Show the world you got that fire. Feel the rhythm getting louder. Show the world what you can do. Prove to them you got the moves. Hey, I don't know about you, but I feel better when I'm dancing.
Finding joy, called Take a Moment. Today, take a moment and simply pause. And in that pause, take a deep breath. And in that breath, let yourself be grateful for this moment, this space and time that you are given. Maybe it's not perfect. Maybe it's challenging. Maybe it's wonderful. Maybe it's unknown. Maybe it's scary. Maybe it's new. Maybe it's change. Maybe it's a routine. Whatever your maybe is, you are given a gift, and that is now. Dare to see the good, to be grateful. And in that breath, breathe out the stress. Breathe in gratitude, courage, and hope. Today matters. You can do it. Breathe. Take care.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. I swear.
broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And
this will wrap up News First by Michiana. Hope you find ways to enjoy the sunshine on today. Temperatures are a little bit cold this morning, but we'll be rising up to the 70s here in the afternoon. Remember, you are amazing, you are strong, and you can conquer this world. Take care and have an amazing day.